We are going to get those done one way or the other, and we've got a few minutes to do it. 10:20, most everything was worked out the last time. Should just take a minute or two. Representative Hargens, you have somebody that's from out of town that wants to testify. Let's take them, and if we can be very brief and take action on 10:20 and then go on to 12:01, and I intend to take action on 12:01 yet today. Right. There is on House Bill 10:20 for the committee, there is an amendment that's been moved and seconded that is pending. So if you'll address your comments to the bill as with the pending amendment.
Okay. My name is Arlen Harvey. I'm a dairy farmer from Ree Heights. I grew up on the dairy farm. For the last 24 years, my wife and I have run the dairy. I'm a member of the Holstein Association. I'm on the board of the Dairymen's Association of South Dakota, and I'm a voting delegate for Associated Milk Producers. I was notified 2 weeks ago that there was a meeting in Brookings with the Department of Ag, and we would have a discussion of this amendment. They went over several options, things that they wanted to do, different ways they could raise this money. Were we in favor of supporting them? Well, we kind of kicked it around. They came up with this proposal. They said they were talking basically about a tenth of a cent. They said, give us a little leeway on your bill. They went back to Peer to make up their program, and they mailed it back to us. I looked it over, and it came up with a cent per hundredweight. And this is not a little bit of leeway. This is a lot of leeway. I did some cost figures. A 20,000-pound cow herd, which is easily capable of producing in South Dakota. A 50-cow herd, currently they're all $50 on grade A. It would go, at a tenth of a cent, it would go to $110. At a full cent, it would go to $200. A 400-cow herd would go from 50, it would go $180. It would go up, at a full cent, it would go up to $900. A 1,000-cow dairy, currently is $50, it would go to $300 at a tenth of a cent, $2,100 at a full cent. This is a big increase. It would affect a lot of dairy farmers in our state. Hopefully the Department of Ag could look for different ways to cut their costs. One plan that they would have would be rather easy if they would work with the milk companies. When the milk truck comes to my house, he pulls samples. He takes them back to the plant. They inspect them they test them out for components, and they also test for bacteria and somatic cell counts. The milk companies keep track of these numbers over a year. I think the Department of Agriculture could work with them, set up parameters. They could get that information from the milk companies. A dairy herd that is running consistently good quality milk, they wouldn't necessarily have to go out there two times a year for a semi-annual inspection. It's basically an expense that they're not going to find a lot wrong with the dairies that are creating a quality problem in the milk. A dairy farmer today can't wait for 6 months for the Department of Agriculture if he's having a problem. It's going to wipe him out way before then. If he gets a mastitis problem in his herd, he's got to get on it now. He's got to be taken care of. He can't wait for the Department of Agriculture. And they do. The dairy farmers are creating better quality milk all the time. Hopefully the Department of Ag could look at situations such as this and not have to raise the prices for the dairy farmers to the extent that they're looking at. this would be a physical hardship on the dairy farmers at this time. We're running right close to break even now. A lot of farmers are selling out. A lot of farmers are going bankrupt. Thank you for the opportunity to testify today. I do urge that you vote against this proposal. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other people that want to testify on 1020 with the pending amendment?
Mr. Chairman, I've testified, but can I have another couple?
You sure can.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. You just heard, ladies and gentlemen, what I've been hearing for the last 2 or 3 weeks. And we're putting out a letter to all of our dairy producers in the state to explain why we have the Dairy Farm Inspection Program. Because we do. All of the milk is inspected before it goes into the bulk plant. The reason is there's a federal law and a national rule setting scheme that says in order to have milk be permitted across state lines and interstate commerce, you have to have an on-farm dairy inspection like we have. Now, we consume 20% of the milk that we produce in South Dakota in our state. If we don't have this on-farm dairy inspection program, we just took away the market for the other 80% of the milk. That's the way it is. Now, that might be able to change, and we need to get more aggressive in going in and making input to those federal requirements, but they're not going to go away overnight. They might in time. They might get changed in time. So right now, we have this program, and there's a state law that says that we cannot collect more than 30% of the cost of doing this inspection program from the dairyman. So if we have the authority to set the 100-weight inspection in law, if that's given to us by rule that we can do that, right now we can, if we get the authority and this bill passes to raise the inspection fee to in effect $50 per visit, and it's required that we inspect the Class A, Grade A twice a year, so that makes them 100 a year and 50 a year for the Grade B, but then the most that we could generate from the 100-weight fee would be at 0.15 cents per hundredweight, because that's where we hit the 30% of the cost of the program. The only way the program can grow is if the Appropriations Committee appropriates more general funds. Those of you that have been around for a while and try to get anything through appropriations knows that's fairly hard. So that's the assurance. Now, if this committee is more comfortable taking off the hundredweight, you know, the department can live with that. We'll live with whatever you do, quite frankly. If you kill the bill, we'll live with that. We'll get by. But then the general fund is subsidizing this cost, and the producer is only paying 10% of the cost of the program instead of the 30 that was passed in, I believe, 1988 or 89. So that's what the rationale is here. It's like a lot of the other bills, or the other two bills that we passed, is trying to get the fees generated pretty close to what the benefit is, or in this case, to 30% of the benefit or the cost of the program, because that's what the law says. We can't go over that, and we're surely not coming in asking to go over that. Now, if you look at one of those handouts that we gave you and look at the surrounding states and what the dairyman pays, the only state that's below us is North Dakota, and they pay for their inspection fee program entirely from the general fund, and the other states have fees that range anywhere from 50 to 85% of the cost of the program. Again, remember, we're at 30. But if you take the 100-weight off, we'll get by. It's just that then a subsequent legislature in 2 or 3 years is going to have to come back and wrestle with this. Or you can lower the 100-weight. You know, we don't have to go to a penny. Right now I said 0.15. Maybe you want to put it on at a quarter of a penny, 100-weight maximum. Maybe you don't want to do it. That's up to the committee.
Thank you. One question.
Oh, I don't have a question. I have some comments I'd like to make, and then I'd like to make a substitute motion, if I may.
We have a pending amendment, right?
Okay. Can I make a substitute motion to that?
Is there anybody else that wants to testify on this? If you can be very brief, because we do have another bill we want to.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Darwin Kurtenbuck, Administrator for the Dairy Program, and I want to correct the figures that was given out to you by the gentleman from Highmore, Mr. Harvey, is if we would even charge a penny per hundredweight, we produced 1.6 billion pounds of milk in the state of South Dakota last year, which that would be 16 million hundredweights, which would come to $160,000. That is if we use up to a penny. I don't know where his figures came from. And the proposal that we was giving to you was 0.0015, which would generate $24,000 a hundredweight, and we have 1,000 dairy farms, so it would only be an additional $24 per farm.
Thank you. Thank you. We're just running out of time, but go ahead.
I understand, Mr. Chairman. I'll be very brief. My name is Doug Somka, the South Dakota Farmers Union. I think you can see that this bill has quite a bit of controversy in the dairy industry. First of all, we had testimony last Thursday of the chairman of the Dairymen's Association supporting the bill. Now we have a director from the association not supporting the bill, and I've also had calls from Dairymen's Association directors not supporting the bill. I guess I would advise you to probably take the advice of Chairman Dunwald's that you don't pass a bill if you're not comfortable with it. Just because you kill a bill doesn't mean you're against it. I think there's some division in the dairy industry right now, and the rock bottom thing of this is that they aren't making any money right now. And I understand where the Department of Ag's coming from, that they need an increase. But I do not think that given the authority to the secretary's office to use their authority to increase at their will is appropriate. I don't know how many people feel that the flat rate increase is okay, but I do know that if you were to strike that from the amendment, that it would probably be a little bit more friendly. Thank you.
Okay, I do feel we have to close it at this point, absolutely close it to testimony and committee discussion and or action with the bill with the pending amendment.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Hargan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the committee, I want to amend this, and I'll make this a motion to amend. I would like to strike the underlying portion on the bottom part of the amendment. In addition, the secretary may promulgate rules pursuant to Chapter 1-26 to impose a semiannual fee on all milk produced which may not exceed 1 cent per hundredweight and which shall be paid by July 1st and January 1st to the secretary. My amendment is to strike that portion from this. I think then everybody can live with it.
To strike?
Starting with in addition to the end of to secretary.
The last sentence. In other
the last sentence. Yep, all the underline.
Second.
After in addition.
It moved and seconded that we, that's a substitute motion. Okay, we have a substitute motion to strike the last sentence of the amendment. It's 1020-TB. Any comments?
Mr. Chairman, I think in Section 1, when you read that, we're already doubling the inspection fee on grade A's from 50 to 100. We're doubling the inspection on manufacturing grade from 25 to 50. In Section 2, we're tripling the reinspection from 25 to 75. I think that's enough when people are barely at the break even at the moment. And I don't like to give somebody, not say anything bad about the Secretary of Agriculture. I think he does a very good job. But at this time, I don't think that's a very good time. It's very good timing to do this. And I don't think the producers have had ample time to look at this and give their input into it. So I think this is the way to go. Thank you.
If there's no further discussion then on this, all those in favor signify of the amendment, say aye. Opposed, same sign?
No.
Right? Motion carried. So we have the substitute amendment is passed. So now we're back to a pending amendment. We're back to the original bill.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Sigstead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a lot of reasons here to be against this. First, we've lost so many dairy producers in our area that right now, for those of you that don't know, I believe milk is 9 cents. Am I right or wrong? Anybody know on that? It's about 9 cents a hundred, isn't it? Here a year ago, it was up in the... All right, 9 cents a hundred. Or $9 a hundred, excuse me. If my figure's right. Am I right on that? Is that about the right figure? Okay, and about a year ago, wasn't it up in the 20s? Maybe a little over a year ago? But I know in my area we've lost so many dairies, and so I would like to make a substitute motion to defer this to the 41st day. Is that?
It's not a substitute.
Is that it? Can that be a straight out motion?
Straight motion.
I'd like to make a straight out motion to defer this to the 41st day.
Second.
Moved and seconded. We go to the 41st day. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Holbeck.
Again, you know, we've dealt with two other bills dealing with this issue, and I understand that the dairy industry are having some hard times. But I don't think that we can just throw away all this information that we've been given here, dealing with the issue that right now we are only having the industry pay 10% of these inspections. And we're not looking at we're going to put all the cost of the inspections, and we're not going to increase it to 40% or 50%. The most that we can have it at is 30%. I'm trying to get, I wish I was better at math than I am. I'm trying to get a calculator brought up here, because if my calculations are right, a person with 30 cows producing, that this point 0.0015 is only at $7 a year more. Now, I think we're going a little crazy on this deal and getting all wound up about it. And thank you. Because in my calculations, if that cow is producing 16,000 pounds and you take it times this extra fee, we're talking $7.20 more for a 30-cow dairy. And we're going to throw all this away right now? Now, I understand that the industry is having some hard times. And I know that if you increase the number of cows, you're going to be paying more than $7 more than the inspection fee. But I don't think it is an extreme hardship to the small dairy providers. I think you'll see that this fraction will hit the bigger dairies harder, of course. And I think that's where it should be. I think that they are acceptable to it. The people that I've talked to that run some big dairy herds are acceptable to this price. And we're sitting here going to throw this away because it might cost another $7 or $8 on the issue of the .0015. Let's not throw all this away and all the work that's been done on this, please.
Do we have any other comments on that bill? So we're clear on what we're voting on. The bill as it now reads, if you look at your amendment, that's before you, it's the last section of that is struck, and that effectively becomes the bill. What remains above that, that's the position we're in now. It's not as your blue copy, but look at your amendment.
I'm sorry, I am confused. Are we throwing this whole bill out to the 41st day?
We would throw everything out to the 41st day, but... If this, so you understand exactly what we're voting on. We're not voting on the original bill, but we're voting on the amended version of it with these last sentence struck. Okay, if everybody's clear on that. That's right. We're voting effectively kill the bill as amended.
Mr. Speaker, have yes. we voted on the amended amendment? We have.
That was a substitute amendment. So a substitute motion, and we did vote on that.
We yes. amended the amendment, but have we tacked the amendment on to the bill?
Yes, you had a substitute motion to amend the bill, and then that one passed, so that wiped out the previous amendment.
Thank you very much.
Right.
But the previous amendment had already been voted on?
No.
But it was on the floor.
Right. So won't we still have to vote to...
No, because we did that with the substitute motion. And that's why I want to make sure that we're clear on what we're voting on. And if everybody's clear, we call for the vote. The secretary will call the roll. Answer it. This is to defer to the 41st day.
Radford?
Aye.
Risley?
No.
Hanson?
No.
Hargan?
No.
Holbeck?
No.
Jensen?
No.
Pitts?
No.
Roden?
No.
Sigstad?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
No.
Benz?
No.
Duenwald?
No.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Representative Holbeck.
I need help. I want to find a way that we can keep this bill going, and if it's possible for us to put back on the .0015. Now, is there any way possible that we can do that, being that we've made a motion to strike that language?
You can further amend the bill. You've got an amended bill in front of you, and you can amend.
Right. Amendment. You could make an amendment to put on.
To put that, I understood that we could not make the same motion for what was there before.
If it's exactly as written, you can't.
I need
but if
to
it changes,
word in there.
If it changes in the slightest bit, up to 1 cent.
Up to 1 cent.
If you, Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Chairman.
I don't know who is first here.
Is Representative Holbeck done?
I am.
I move to pass on this bill.
Second.
Amended.
Motion been moved. Second to do pass.
As amended.
Any discussion? Will. Mr. Representative Hargens.
I'd like to make a substitute motion or amendment. Excuse me.
Make a substitute motion as an amendment.
All right. I would like to add the words, in addition, the secretary may promulgate rules pursuant to chapters 126 to impose a semiannual fee on all milk produced which may not exceed .0075 cents per hundredweight and which shall be paid by July 1st and January 1st to the secretary. What I have done is change that one line that was on this, that's underlined, instead of 1 cent, .75 cents. Three-quarters of a cent is the most that they can go up.
Substitute motion been made to amend the bill. Is there a second?
I'll second.
It's been seconded. Any discussion?
Again, what we're doing here is not saying that is the cost that it's going to go up. That's a ceiling that the department can set it at. Right now, they're saying all they need is .0015 to make this thing fly. We are just putting a ceiling on them. As Secretary of Gabriel said, if we don't deal with it now, we're going to come back and deal with it again, that they're going to have to do something to end up recouping some of these costs instead of going through general fund.
Representative Hargens.
That is exactly my point. We have talked about this and talked about this. And there hasn't been enough input from the very people that we're going to put the fee on. That's why we need to go back with it. Secretary Gabriel has said he's not hanging his hat on this deal. He can live with it like it is. That he doesn't need this assessment. You know, we didn't see this till the second day we met in committee. And that's about the time the dairy people heard about it, was about the next day when it hit the internet. And then my phone line started heating up. And I'll tell you what. If you're going to pass something like this, you better have the local people on your side, and I'll guarantee you right now they are not. And I think the department and the secretary and the dairy people can work together and figure something out, but they need more time than 3 or 4 weeks after the session starts. This should have been brought up last fall or last summer. And so I would urge you all to vote no on Representative Holbeck's amendment. Thank you.
Any other discussion? Representative Jensen.
Secretary Gabriel, it's implied that the dairy industry is not in compliance with this, which is apparent, but do we need more time to study this in your assessment of this situation?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Jensen, It appears there's very little opposition, or at least I should say less opposition, to raising the fee on the inspection, you know, the flat fee. I thought that most of the smaller dairymen would like to see the 100 weight, because I felt that they would then, you know, then you're going to, the guy that's milking 2,000 cows is going to, if they're getting the same milk average, is going to pay 10 times as much as a guy milking 200 cows, 100 times as much as a guy milking 20. But quite frankly, ladies and gentlemen, nobody seems to be thrilled about the 100 weight. So although I think it's right, I like it because it appears to be equitable. If the dairy industry is opposed to that, then I'll accept that. And quite frankly, the raising it to 50 and 100 satisfies what we want to do in the near term. It just brings the issue back in a couple of years. Now, there's another possibility here, that not to give the secretary any authority to promulgate rules and set a 100 weight fee, but to set it in law and say it shall be 0.15 cents. And then a subsequent secretary or myself would have to come back and justify raising that. I'm certainly not opposed to that. And I want to get our bill passed, so I'm not going to fight over this deal. If we can get support from the industry and from this committee to do it at 50 and 100 and raising the 25 on the reinspection to 75, I mean, we'll take our knocks and live with that.
Fair enough.
You've got to get what's doable, and hopefully you're getting close.
We're going to get there. We will get there. Any other comments? If not, we have a substitute motion to amend. That's a voice vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed?
No.
Failed. We're back to the motion on the floor. It's a do pass.
As amended.
All, as the secretary calls the roll, everybody will answer as appropriate.
Bradford.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Argon.
Aye.
Holbeck.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Gibbs.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Sigstad.
No.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Benz.
Aye.
Duenwald.
Aye.
Carried.
Goes out, do pass. Now, we're well past our time. Can everybody... Representative Pummel.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any possibility that we could take your bill up next week?
Yeah.
Next Thursday, excuse me.
I don't want to catch you when you're all mad.
Okay. Good move. I thank you. Thank you very much. Now we need one last thing before we adjourn. We need a committee to study that. And from our subcommittee here, I'd like to appoint Jim Lentz and Carol Pitts and probably myself as chairman, ex officio member. And then I'd like to include on that committee Dennis Duncan, Steve Willard, Kurt Mortensen, and the Department of Agriculture. And we'll get together at the call of Jim Lentz,
we'll
his chairman. And now I really need a motion to adjourn, if you would approve.
Who did it?
Who was it?
Jensen, everybody, Jensen, Hargan.
And a second. All in favor, aye.